Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Seder Zrayim. The topic of Maseches Shviyas is the seventh year. Shviyas means seventh, and it's the seventh year, which is the Shemitah year. The Jewish calendar runs in cycles, and we're familiar with the weekly cycle of Sunday through Friday, followed by Shabbos. And so, too, we have a cycle of years. This is relevant for Trumos and Maestros. We've mentioned this in passing before. Years, every year, 1 through 6, we have Truma Gedola we give to the Kohen and Maaser Rishon that we give to the Levi. And then in years 1 and 2 and 4 and 5, we give Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni we take to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. And in years 3 and 6, we give Maaser Ani, which is a tenth that we give to the poor. In year 7, there is no Trumos and there's no Maestros. And the reason for that is that Shemitah, which we'll talk about in a moment, is a year during which the entire land belongs to God. We do not have ownership over our own land. We do not have ownership over our own fruit. And therefore, since it is all ownerless, it is Hefker, and things that are Hefker are not obligated in Trumos and Maestros. So year 7 has no Trumos and Maestros at all, but it has a whole bunch of other halachos, which is the topic of Maseches Shviyas. It's worth noting, before we get into some of the details, that very much like Sfiras HaOmer, where we have days going counting up to weeks, and then 7 days in a week and 7 weeks in the Sfiras HaOmer, followed by day 50, we have in the years as well. We have years counting up to Shemitah, and then 7 Shemitahs counting up to year 49, which is followed by the Yovel year. The 50th year has its own set of halachos, which are very similar to the halachos of Shemitah, but not identical. They're basically the halachos of Shemitah plus others. We're not talking about that right now, though. It is a machlokos whether the Yovel year is outside of the count of 70, that is to say there's year 49, then year 50, and then you start again from 1, or whether it is within the 50, so that after year 49, we start again from 1, but that 1 is also 50, and is celebrated as Yovel, even though it's also year 1 of the next cycle. That's a machlokos in the Gemara. But we're talking now about just the Shemitah, the 7th year. Now, there are 3 major areas of halacha that are relevant when we think about Shemitah. They are, number 1, the rules of Shvisas Karka, the resting of the land. Number 2, Kedushas Peros, the fruits of Shemitah have special Kedusha. And number 3, Shemitas Kesafim, that the Shemitah year cancels monetary debts. So let's talk about each of those in turn. And of course, taken as a whole, that those are the topics that we cover in our Masechet. So first of all, Shvisas Karka, the resting of the land. This primarily means you're not allowed to work the field. Now, Middo Araisa, not working the field, means no plowing, no planting, and no harvesting. That's Asur Daraisa. Middo Rabbanan, it is also Asur to do anything that improves the land or improves the tree. If it's for the benefit of the land and the tree to make them better, then it's Asur Darbanan because of Shvisas Karka, resting of the land. However, of course, anything that is, it is only for maintenance to prevent loss, right, to prevent the land from going bad, prevent the tree from dying, that is permitted on Shemitah, okay? And these areas of Shvisas Karka are basically the subject of the 3rd perek and part of the 4th perek. Now, Min HaTorah, right, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, Shemitah not only starts on Rosh Hashanah, which of course is when the Shemitah every year starts, on Aleph Tishrei, but there is a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai of Tosefes Shvias, an additional time added onto Shemitah at the beginning. And Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is 30 days of Tosefes Shvias. So 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is already, the Halachos of Shvias are in place, Midoraisa, while the Beis HaMikdash is standing. And well, there is no Beis HaMikdash, so of course that's also not Torah, so that's Darbanan. And the Chachamim added, in addition to the 30 days, a further addition. So for orchards, trees, right, tree fruits, for orchards, the Shemitah is pushed back. The rules of Shemitah start back to Shavuos. At Shavuos time, we're already starting Gdolach Zashviz, and that is the topic of Perek Aleph, the first Perek of our Masechet. And for fields, like grain fields, some of the halachos of Shemitah start all the way back at Pesach, right? And that is the topic of the second Perek of our Masechet. Now, we know that the Mishnayos were compiled by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. One generation later, after Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, his son, Rabbi Gamliel ben Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and his Bezdin, Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin, nullified these extra rabbinic extensions. So, Bizman HaZeh, those do not exist. There is no extension for orchards from Shavuos and for fields from Pesach. Shemitah starts at Rosh Hashanah, and Tosefes Shemitah starts 30 days before. No more. Of course, our Mishnayos were written during the time of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and recorded during the time of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi before his son Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin withdrew the halacha. So they teach us about these halachos that are not in force anymore, but are still important to learn so we understand the concepts that are involved here. The second area of Shemitah, as we talked about, is Kedushas Peros. The fruits of Shemitah have special Kedusha. That has several ramifications. First of all, we have an obligation to make our field and our fruits hefker, right? To not exercise ownership over them and to let anybody have them. So really, anybody can come and take fruits from my orchard, can come and take wheat from my field, can take crops because it's not mine. I'm not allowed to exercise ownership over it. And I can't, as we said before, I can't plow it, I can't plant in it, I can't harvest it. Now, you are allowed to go into your field, just as you can go into anybody's field, and pick some of the produce to take home for your family, right? So as much as you will eat in your family, that's what you're allowed to pick, a little at a time. You can't harvest the whole field. That we said already, that's also Daraisa of Shemitah's Karka. But you can harvest a little bit at a time. That is not Zoreya because that is not Kotzer, right? It's not harvesting because it's just a very small amount. The second aspect of Kedushas Peros is you're not allowed to do business with Shemitah fruits. They are intended for eating and not for commerce. So you can't generally, we'll talk about some details, but you can't generally sell Shemitah fruits. And certainly that can't be your business to be in the Shemitah fruit trade. Thirdly, we are not permitted to destroy or ruin Shemitah fruits. The pasuk says the resting of the land is for the purposes of us to eat, and that means that these Shemitah fruits can really only be used to eat and to drink and to things like eat and drink. So so oil can be used to anoint because that's a primary use which is absorbed into the body. Those plants that make dyes, you're allowed to use them to dye. Parts of produce, parts of the trees, branches, hay, etc., that are not eaten can be used as fuel for fire. But it's all based on their primary use. And of course, anything that is edible can only be eaten. And fourthly, the Shemitah fruit can only be eaten and kept by people. Even that small amount that I'm allowed to take home, I'm only allowed to hold on to that as long as that specific species of produce is still available to animals out in the wild, on the trees, in the fields, etc. And the reason for that is the Torah, the same passage we talked about before, continues and says, that the produce of the land will be not only for you to eat, but also for your domestic animals and for the wild animals that are in your land. All of the produce should be for them to eat. So that means that as long as they are able to get it, we're able to eat it. But once it is no longer available for wild animals in the field, then we're not allowed to have it either. What do you do then? We do mitzvahs biur. We're familiar with the term biur from Pesach, Bir Chametz. Bior means to get rid of. So we are obligated to get rid of the fruits that we have once it passes this time that it's no longer available in the field. And so there are machlokes rishonim about how you do that. The Rambam, uniquely, I think, says that you actually have to burn it, just like chametz. You actually have to take those fruits out and the produce out and burn it. Most other opinions say that no, you have to take it out and declare it to be hefker, and then anybody who wants can come take it, including yourself. But you have to go through that process of taking it out of your house, taking it out and saying, this is hefker, I declare it ownerless, and it's not mine. Anybody who wants can come and take it. And then if you're the only one who wants, you can take it back into the house, according to many Rishonim. It's notable that this Zman Biur varies by individual type of produce. And if one is ever near Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, there is a published list of each type of produce when the expected date is that it's no longer out in the field. And that is the Zman HaBiur for that particular field, for that particular type of fruit. In addition, with regard to Kedushas Peros, there is also an Isser Durabanan, which is known as Isser Sefichim. Sefichim are things that grow on their own, things that wouldn't ordinarily be planted but grow on their own. A good example of Sefichim is if I harvest my wheat field in the sixth year, then the probability is that even after the poor people come through, I've harvested and the poor people come through and pick up the leket and the shikha, there's still going to be some grains left out in the field that they missed, I missed. It's just not there. We didn't see it. And some of those few grains that are on the field will inevitably take root. And so if I were to leave the field alone and do nothing with it, the probability is high that in my acres of field, I will have some wheat growing all on its own. Though that wheat is called Sfichim, and Midaraisa, it's perfectly permitted to eat as long as you treat it with Kedusha Shemitah, as we just discussed. However, the Chachamim instituted an Isra Ba'achila for all Sfichim. And Sfichim are not permitted to be eaten. The details, again, the details of that are to be discussed. But there is an Isra to eat Sfichim, and the reason for that is because of the Ramayim, sinners. People who would want to violate Shemitah, but not want to deal with the public shame of being public violators of halacha. And so they would plant privately small crops, and they would plant and harvest all the stuff you can't do on Shemitah, even Doresa. And then when people saw that they had these quantities of fruit, they would say, oh, no, it's Sfichim. It just grew on its own. And so in order to prevent that, the Chum said, even stuff that grows on its own, we're not allowed to eat. The halachos of Kedushas Peros are discussed in our Masechet from the middle of the fourth perek through the ninth perek. So it is the bulk of the Masechet. The last perek, the tenth perek, deals with the third area of Shemitah's Kesafim, the cancellation of loans at the end of Shemitah. The cancellation of loans involves a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo taseh. The mitzvah saseh is the positive commandment for me as the person who is owed money to say, to declare, Meshametani, I cancel the loan. I forgive the loan, I cancel it, it doesn't exist. That is a positive commitment for me to nullify the loan. The lo taseh is for me to not pursue to collect the loan, right? So if I go and try to collect the loan, not only have I violated, have I not fulfilled the assay of declaring it to be null, but I violated the lota assay of trying to collect the loan. This takes place at the end of the Shemitah year. So at the very, very last day, at the end of Elul, as the sun is setting, about to become Rosh Hashanah, or becoming Rosh Hashanah of year one of the next cycle, that's when the loans are canceled. Now, it is important to remember, in general, that Mishnayos provide a framework for understanding an area of halacha, and of course, they form the basis for much of practical halacha. But learning Mishnayos of, and Shemitah is a perfect example, learning Mishnayos of Masechet Shviyos does not give one nearly enough details to observe Shemitah properly. For those that are, and this is currently a Shemitah year in Eretz Israel, and for those that are interested in further understanding of the halachos of Shemitah. And for the details of the halachos of Shemitah, I can recommend an excellent sefer. It is called Ha-Halacha Mimkorah, Hilchos Shemitah, by Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon. It is printed in Hebrew, and it is also printed in English. I believe in English it's called Shemitah Halacha Mimkorah. It is an excellent source for understanding the laws of Shemitah at a very deep level, in both conceptual terms, going through the various opinions of the Rishonim and the Acharonim, as well as in practical terms and how Shemitah is observed today.